Welcome to the Cosmic Business Podcast. I'm Paula Crossfield, a Vedic astrologer, business coach, and CEO of Weave Your Bliss, a company with the goal to help a million spirit-led entrepreneurs build a cosmic business around their genius so that they can earn wildly well and bankroll the change they want to see in the world. A cosmic business is a new paradigm business that believes in collaboration over competition, building a business around your unique genius, aligning to the planets and your intuition, leading with your values, putting your health and the health of the planet first, treating people fairly, and building giving into your business model. Sounds fabulous, right? On this show, I will take you behind the scenes of my thriving multi-six-figure business, including strategy on closing more sales, nurturing your community online, plus astrological insights to optimize your business and life. We'll also feature conversations with spirit-led business owners, creatives, and changemakers to inspire you. I'm coming to you from our regenerative farm in rural Maine, my happy place, where we are currently creating space to welcome community for retreat and earth reconnection. Let's jump into the conversation. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cosmic Business Podcast. I'm Paula Crossfield, your host, and I would love to welcome you here today, especially if it's your first time listening. I'm so grateful that you're here. Today is the first of two eclipses. So we're going to be talking about eclipses, how they impact you, how they impact your business. The second one will be taking place on April 8th. So I wanted to give you some insight on the season of eclipses, this time between two eclipses, and how to use this time best for your business and for your life. Before we jump in, I wanted to remind you that if you would like to create a more streamlined and supportive approach to your business, or you're newish to business, or even just pivoting your business right now, I can help you set yourself up in a strong way with burnout-proof strategies, clear marketing that calls in your ideal clients, and a community of like-minded business owners supporting one another inside my year-long program, the Cosmic Business Lab. This month, we've been working with ChatGPT to do ideal client research and create an aligned lead magnet to attract your ideal client, which I walk you through how to do step-by-step inside the lab. So join at the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you inside. Okay, so here are some things to understand about eclipses and how they could impact you. And this is important because eclipses are very special times. They happen usually twice a year. They're a set of eclipses. Just by the nature of the way the moon is moving, we usually have two eclipses, a solar and a lunar eclipse. So I want to kind of give you a sense of how this affects us. Oftentimes, eclipses bring things to the surface. They act like a karmic purge. So things that have been hidden, things that we have been delaying, they suddenly have to be dealt with, or things get urgent, things get pushed forward. This can also look like disturbances coming through other people. So you may see other people around you who may not be as grounded or may be afflicted in some way in their astrology. They may be having issues, and that may draw you in and require your focus and attention and pull you away from things that you were hoping to put your focus on. The other thing to keep in mind is that there's more of a potential for accidents during this time. Because this is a really strong energy, and we have a lot of people in our world today who are not very grounded, who aren't taking care of themselves, who aren't doing spiritual practices to help stay grounded during this time, they can be more affected. And that means there's just like a general sense of kind of chaotic energy, and therefore accidents are more possible, especially if you have particular combinations in your own chart. Like if this is re-stimulating the nodes for you, if you are in a period of the nodes, or if you have Mars with the nodes, for example, these are things that could cause you to particularly be more prone to accidents. There's other things too, so I wouldn't just overly focus on that. I would just be extra careful on the days of eclipses. Of course, if you have my astrology guidebook, you know when these are, you can plan ahead. I often will just lay low on these days and rest. So that brings me to my second thing to understand about eclipses, which is they're not an auspicious time. And especially in between two eclipses, right? This is when those things are coming to the surface. Maybe there's hard conversations that are needing to be had. Maybe there's big changes that occur. Maybe there's losses that occur. And we need to be able to navigate that stuff skillfully. So it's not an auspicious time to launch, for example, or actively sell anything new or hire or sign contracts. This is the third piece. This is the best way to use this time is really behind the scenes in your business. So taking care of your existing clients, you know, creating new flows and new systems within your business, supporting your team, also resting and doing your own spiritual practices, especially on the days of eclipses. Definitely don't view the eclipse. It's highly not recommended to go out and look at it. It is said in the Vedic texts that that's going to influence your mind in a negative way, especially if you're pregnant. You also don't want to eat food that's been out in the eclipse. I live on a farm, so this becomes very complex because if we have fruit on a fruit tree, I'm going to eat the fruit, you know? So I think it's a little different if things are growing versus if things are prepared and that has been in the light of the eclipse. Okay, so mantras are even more powerful during the eclipse period. It's said that they're thousands of times more powerful. So if you have a mantra that you recite, I definitely recommend reciting it in the hour surrounding the eclipse, like 30 minutes before and after. I just like to sit and do a meditation practice. I'm going to tell you more about these particular eclipses so you know the timing in just a second. I want to clarify something because I get this question a lot, and this is my fourth point about what to understand about these eclipses. If something is already underway, you can continue it, but I would suggest slowing down and really taking care of yourself and preparing for curveballs. So at the beginning of this, you heard me talk about the Cosmic Business Lab. This has been open since late November. We started in January. It's a year-long program. It's underway. So I mentioned it here because you may be ready to join and you've already heard about it. So it's already underway. I get this question all the time if people should just like not talk about any of their offers during this time. It's okay to talk about what's already going on, what's already underway, especially if there's a charitable component. So for example, the astrology guidebook, when you purchase that, it goes directly to charity. So that actually is something that I love to talk about in between eclipses because we can all use charity donations as a remedy to help us, especially with Saturn. When we're helping disadvantaged people and children, which is what we do with the astrology guidebook, that donation is actually acting as a remedy. So we do want to talk about it, right? Okay, so the fifth thing to know about eclipses and how they could impact you is that the nodes, which are Rahu and Ketu, the North Node and South Node, which is where the eclipses take place, they're shadow planets, right? They are all about innovation, and we are in a time of profound innovation. If you've heard me talking about Saturn in Aquarius, which is where Saturn's been for over a year now, it's a powerful time for innovation. I had a whole podcast about this. You can go back and listen to it, talking about what happened the last time Saturn was in Aquarius, which is the advent of the internet. The time before that was the personal computer. So these are very powerful, shape-shifting, mind-shifting times. So Saturn in Aquarius, in addition to having these eclipses, brings things to the surface innovation-wise. So it could bring big ideas to the surface. And so this is a great time to capture those ideas, not necessarily to act on those ideas at this time. So more about these specific eclipses. Today's took place at 2:59 Eastern Time AM. It's in Hasta Nakshatra, which is a lunar constellation related to making things happen. And it's symbolized by a hand, which is the ultimate tool of creation and manipulation. You could get new creative ideas today, but like I said, it would be best to hold off on implementing anything until after April 8th, which is the second eclipse. So you can take notes, you can play around with the ideas, you can talk to a friend about them even. I would really suggest just journaling and taking down notes or even leaving yourself an audio note. That's what I like to do. I give myself audio messages and then I transcribe those. And, you know, you can even clean them up in ChatGPT if you want and create something out of it, like a list or, you know, some kind of document so that you have it for later. So the eclipse on April 8th is a total solar eclipse, and it takes place at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. So in the middle of the day in Revati Nakshatra. And this is a culminating placement associated with forging new paths, wealth creation, and divine receptivity. Okay, so having eclipses in these particular placements is significant for a few reasons. First, these are powerful doing placements. And given the other patterns in the sky, I feel could bring in new instructions and ideas for your business specifically. This will require patience and deep listening. And of course, as I said, without taking immediate action to glean the power of these placements during the eclipse period. It's really about receiving these ideas. Second, the Revati eclipse on April 8th is visible in most of Eastern North America and takes place in the middle of the day and connects patterns in the sky from the last eclipse period. So it's reinforcing this culminating aspect of this eclipse. So that means things could come to fruition. Things that started at that time that were kind of lingering could quickly end or quickly change. So just being aware of that. Okay. And the energy is of disruption, unsettledness, and general unease. Middle of the day visibility means you'll likely be awake and moving around and therefore could be more impacted, especially if you're in the Americas. So be extra careful. Again, it's that energy of potential accidents. It's that energy of a lot of movement. It's like a pitta period of the day. There's a lot going on. So just be aware of that. Overall, these are powerful, disturbing energies that can have lasting impacts. That's always the case with any eclipse. So if you want these to be good impacts, definitely rest, take care of yourself more than usual, and do a dedicated spiritual practice during this time. So potentially take your mantra practice and just dedicate yourself to doing it each day. Even if it's a simple practice, if you're just saying Om Namah Shivaya, for example, that can be a very powerful practice. The consistency is important. The, you know, consistency of the time of day, the location you're doing it, all these things can really reinforce that groundedness and the power of the mantra to help you to ride this eclipse period with grace. So focus on being of service during this time and supporting your existing clients and working internally on systems in your business. Note down your innovative ideas, even journal on them, but wait to take action on these ideas, sign contracts, or start selling something new until after April 8th for the best outcomes. So I hope this episode has been helpful to you. If so, we'd love it if you could rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening. We also gave you a simple link to do it in less than a minute in the show notes, and your feedback helps us to plan the best content for you. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Cosmic Business Podcast. We hope it was inspiring for you. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review for us so other spirit-led entrepreneurs can find out about us. I want to thank Team Podcast for production support on this podcast, as well as the musicians of the music that we're listening to now, Alexis Georgopoulos and Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma from an album Fragments of a Season, which you can check out wherever you listen to music. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting with you on a future episode.